Good day, everyone. This is another episode of Nerd to Win in a Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm here again, just like I try to do every weekend, every Sunday. I do a weekly podcast where I talk about everything pop culture, whether that's wrestling, comic books, movies, and TV shows when the strikes are completely over. Still waiting on the actor's strike. Hopefully that's over by Monday, but we will see how that plays out. So if that's kind of your jam, multi-fandom content, give me a follow. There's going to be a lot of great stuff coming in the future, not only here on my podcast, but in other apps such as Junkie, is an app that I'm working with, to help build the comics community and really all physical media. And it's going to be something revolutionary. It's going to be like a cross between TikTok and the selling platforms like Whatnot and Drip. We are going to be launching numerous podcasts on there, such as The Forge, which is going to be a show talking to people who created content, whether it's movies, TV shows, comic books, cosplay, you name it. We're going to have everyone on there. And it's going to spotlight people that, you know, deserve the spotlight because they're working really hard for their craft or their trade. That's going to be coming soon with my good friend John from NK's Comics. And some great stuff. So just go take a look at Junkie. The link is in my bio, and I'm very easy to find. I'm Nerdtween pretty much everywhere except for the podcast where I am Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast at, you know, whether it's YouTube or, you know, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for joining me if this is your first time seeing me. Today I'm going to start off with a few things. The first thing is, I want to talk to wrestling fans. And I have been very, very disappointed with this tribalistic idea that you have to like either WWE or AEW. It's the same exact argument and complaint I have with a lot of comic fans as well. Well, I'm Team Marvel, I'm Team DC. Why don't you be Team Comic? Why don't you be team wrestling? If you claim to like these things as much as you do, it shouldn't matter who is putting them out. If it's good content, it's good content. I'm not saying just like anything that they put out because that's what they do. I mean, I say this all the time. I think indie comics are better than both Marvel and DC right now. And that's my opinion. You don't agree with it? That's perfectly fine. I mean, you don't have to agree with everything I say. But, I mean, at this point, and it really became a big issue with AEW signing Edge, the Rated R Superstar, otherwise known now as Adam Copeland. People are saying that they should remove Edge from the WWE Hall of Fame, that he's a traitor. Okay, no. And you should really start listening to the people who are actually involved in these things. Like, Adam Copeland, he was very open about the fact that, you know, there's no hard feelings there. He didn't burn any bridges, but that they and him felt that he's done everything they could do in WWE, and he went to move on. He did what's best for him. Tonight, after the Premium Live event, Triple H was asked about it, and he said the same thing. He's like, I've actually reached out to him and said, congratulations, I'm happy for you. Because if you want to do something, and, you know, all of these certain types of fans are just quick to jump on you. Like, how dare you leave WWE? Who are you to have an attitude about what he does with his life? He talked to his family and made a decision. And you're calling him a traitor? You're saying, take him out of the WWE Hall of Fame? Are you out of your mind? Like, and I'm sorry that if this comes off a little aggressive, but who the hell do you think you are? I don't care if you've been watching wrestling for 30 years. That's not how you should behave. This tribalistic, like, just AEW versus WWE, Star Wars versus Star Trek, DC versus Marvel. Why are you cutting yourself off from content? Just because you just decide to back one side or the other unequivocally? I think you're doing yourself a disservice. And, you know, I would hope that you would, you know, take a step back and look at your decisions and realize that that's what it is. You know, it's you look at all of this great content. Like, I didn't start watching AEW too very recently. And it wasn't because I was against it or because I was just a WWE type person. It was because I just didn't want to add more to my watch list. You know what I mean? And then when I finally did, I was so happy that I did because it's great content. I mean, is it perfect? No, neither is WWE. Is Marvel perfect? No, neither is DC. Are any of the indies perfect? Like, two. Like, I mean, if James Tynion writes a horror story, it's pretty much pretty awesome there. But I just can't wrap my head around the thought process where I don't have to give something a shot because it's not what I'm used to. You gotta expand. You gotta let yourself enjoy multiple forms of content. Hell, I'm about to start diving into anime, which is something that I never really did because I'm the type of person who has to watch everything. I mean, I am a completionist. That's why I can't watch Doctor Who, because I can't just watch this one great season of Doctor Who. I've got to watch season one through whatever number it is, and you know, and I just couldn't get into it. And that's fine. I'm not talking down or like saying anyone who likes Doctor Who is stupid or wrong. Like a lot of people do in these arguments. Oh, you like AEW? Oh, you're just a mark. You like WWE? Oh, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like what you like, but don't do it because of the brand name. Like if you only watch WWE and you watch AEW, you don't like it, you don't, that's fine. But if the reason why you don't like it is because it's not WWE, then I don't really respect your opinion. If you can give me legitimate reasons, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't like about AEW. Like, I feel like while the matches are great and hard-hitting, a lot of the times they put their wrestlers at risk. And more wrestlers are getting concussions, and I you know, some of the storylines, they don't really put too much into them sometimes. You know, there's a lot of things I could say about that. Or like WWE. I mean, why did Shinsuke Nakamura, why did you build Shinsuke up to go against Seth Rollins only to have Seth Rollins kick out of a literal massacre and then, a couple moves, a stomp, and a pedigree and a falcon arrow just puts Nakamura down for the count. I mean, it's not a good way to book that. I mean, we talked about it on the Nerd Initiative when we did our post review of it, and it was, you know, it felt lackluster. I mean, up until those last couple minutes, it was fantastic, and then they just ended. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, nothing's perfect. You know, and to just sit there and be like, meh, WWE, or meh, AEW, get over yourself. Seriously. You know, and if that offends you, I'm sorry. I meant what I said, and I stick by what I said. I mean, doesn't mean you have to like both. But if the only reason that you don't like one over the other is because of the letters in front of wrestling, you're missing out. That's all I gotta say. Moving right along. So, I spoke about a little bit earlier, the writer's strike has ended, which is great. So the writers can get back into the writer's room and start writing all these great properties, whether it be movies, TV shows, or whatever, or what have you. The actors hopefully are right behind them soon. But I say that because I want to point out how aggressively these companies, just after, you know, signing these new deals, are going to try to make this whole thing look like the actors and writers' fault. Because if you haven't noticed, every single streaming service, at least the ones I know of, have either already or are about to raise their prices. And they're doing it right now to make it look like, well, look, we had to pay the writers and the actors, so we're going to make you pay more money. That, I don't think it's obviously is legally fine. They can do whatever the hell they want with their platforms. They can decide to charge $1 million if they so want. That's their prerogative. I keep talking about this difference between legally right or wrong or morally right or wrong. And I feel like I feel like there's a lot of issues with raising prices after you threaten to leave these people on the streets, and then you lost $500 million because you decided to do what you did. Yes, the actors and writers are the ones who were striking, but it's because of the work conditions that they were put in and the way the system is rigged against them. And then you come to terms, and now you're raising all your prices. So you don't give them any portion of the profits, really. You increase the profits to give them that money. I have a problem with that. And I'm being honest, I'm thinking about, getting rid of a lot of my streaming services. Like, honestly, the smart move by Disney, because if they didn't debut a show this week, I would have canceled Disney Plus right after the show that just finished. I'm not going to mention them at this point because actors are still on strike. And I really even shouldn't have said Disney Plus, but whatever. I had to at least say that so you knew, had an idea what I was talking about. But yeah, I feel like it's time to go back to physical media. I know there's a lot of people who still collect physical media, and more power to you. I have a substantial collection, nowhere near as much as a lot of these people that I see on TikTok and YouTube and everything with their huge collections looking like a freaking library, wall-to-wall Blu-rays, and it's freaking gorgeous. But that's something that, A, the prices can't be raised once you purchase it. B, they can't just take it away because they feel like it. Or C, they can't remove it from your house. And I think it's time to go back to that. I think the way the streaming services took the whole world by storm, it's very similar to Jurassic Park when Ian Malcolm said, your scientists were so quick to figure out if they could, they never stopped to think if they should. I think we're on a slippery slope, and I've been saying that for a while now when it comes to all of this entertainment and the AI and everything that goes into this whole smorgasbord of crap that's going on right now and that. And I just hope that in the end, the actors and writers benefit from this enough. And I really just hope a lot more of the pockets don't get lined from the CEOs who really aren't doing much, but saying yes or no. What more can I say? It's just a little. I just wanted to touch on that because I found it very odd. I don't want to say odd. Odd's not the right word. I found it very telling what was going on when I saw the news about everything being raised, and it's especially when it comes to media, like things like this, like when it comes to these properties, without the actors, without the writers, they don't exist. Without the special effect artists who apparently now are all banding together and unionizing so that they can get the proper treatment and proper compensation for their work and not unnecessarily crazy guidelines and, time frames and stuff like that. More power to them. I just think that the money aspect has taken over just a little too much. Of course, it's a business. It's about making money. I get that. But when you start to look at how, and I've talked about this before, how and why a lot of this entertainment was created in the first place, it wasn't to make money. It was to give the masses something to entertain them and to distract them from whatever's going on in their lives for that brief moment of time. And I really think that we need to get back to that. I hope moving forward that we can, get to a place where when we make content, it's not first priority is not making money. And I believe me, I'm sure for a lot of people who might see this, who are making money off of just making videos and stuff like that, it's easy for me to say when I'm not getting paid for that. You're right. Absolutely. But I was paid for that. I was an influencer on Instagram making money off of every single reel view. You know, I was a person who got paid to sell comic books online. Not from selling the comic books. I made money off that too, but I meant literally I was getting paid to sell on a platform. And you know, when I think about all of, you know, even when it comes to selling, you know, and people talk about, you know, when they try to sell collectibles, they go too far into money first. Everything's about making money if you're in a business, of course, and I have always said that. And, you know, I would never, you know, fault someone for making their money at all. But there is a way to do it where it's, you know, genuine, I guess is the best word I can think of. You know, when you think about, like, selling comic books, for instance, it comes from a love of the comic books. Like, I don't just grab 40 comic books and just throw them up, $2, you know, just move out. I will sit there and talk about the book, why I'm putting this up, what's important about it, because I give a shit. You know, and I always say knowledge is power, and I would rather talk myself out of a sale because I gave you all the information you need to make an accurate assessment of your potential purchase than to leave out some details or to, you know, try to inflate or you know, misrepresent the value so that you can get, so I can get more sales. I'd rather not sell than have that situation go on. You know, and I feel like in all areas, we need to, as a society, and I'm not even so much as a community or anything, as a society, need to start prioritizing what is real and what we perceive. I mean, there's a lot of these, you know, these rich people who aren't really that rich because they have these crazy, quote-unquote, lifestyles that they've got from nefarious means. I mean, I never get political on my show, but I'm going to use a slightly political reference, someone like Donald Trump, for instance. You know, with what he is allegedly charged with, he took his value, increased it, and then took loans off it, allegedly. And, you know, whether that's true or not, that I'm using that as an example. I mean, that happens a lot in big business, I'm sure. You know, and when big banks and big things, you know, they fail, the government bails them out. The government doesn't bail us out, you know what I mean? But when you look into, even when you look at, like, the laws, man, we need to be more compassionate about everyone's needs. Like, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And unfortunately, the needs of the few have taken front seat in driving this train. I want the little guy to have his day. You know, I want the underdogs to win. I want and of course, this is absolutely self-serving because I'm one of those people. I'm an underdog. I've been tossed to the side by, you know, friends and business partners and you name it. But I'm still here. I'm almost 100 episodes into my solo podcast, and I could have and should have probably quit a year ago. But I'm still here because I like this. I this is what I care about. These is the things I talk about, things that I love. And when it comes to everything I do, it's always centered around the things that I actually care about, things that I enjoy. And if I can, hell, if I can make money off doing those things that I enjoy, sign me up. Like, I won't turn down a contract to sell, you know, to sell comic books. I won't turn down my next exclusive covers just because, you know, I'm making a business transaction. No, I find a if someone comes to me with a book that I might be interested in, like a horror title by written by one of my favorite writers about a really awesome topic, yeah, I would like to hear more. When it comes to me writing my comic book, I'm writing a story that is based in our world or a version of our world, and I'm going to try to highlight many archetypes and character types that wouldn't maybe get attention on a lot of mainstream, like, you know, strong women, short men, disabled people, you know, whether it's a mental disability or a physical disability, and then show that they have strength and they have value. A lot of entertainment doesn't do that. And I actually got into some hot water probably about a month ago because a very popular song made a reference to being 5'2 and 300 pounds. And I find that a little offensive because what you're talking about has really... nothing, people abusing, you know, welfare and things like that. That's what it was about. And then there's people in the comments going, yeah, shorty, fat, I bet you're short and fat. You know, somewhere along the line, man, and I think it was the pandemic, a lot of people got online that and really lived online that weren't, and I think that they forgot how to treat people. And certain things that shouldn't be allowed are. And, you know, whether that's, you know, right or not, it's not what I'm here to talk about. And I really just hope that we can stop. I just really hope that we can stop, you know, making the downtrodden and the, you know, often segregated or looked down upon people to have a chance, you know, just because someone has a disability or someone has an affliction doesn't mean they're worthless and doesn't mean they don't have value. And a lot of times it seems, at least, that people forget that. If you don't, you know, if you're not, you know, bringing in money, you're worthless. If you're not, you know, providing for me, you're worthless. It is something that, you know, I hope that we can get past, you know, and because there's a lot of people that are hurting and they just don't even care to speak up because they see what's going on in the world and they know what, no one's going to care. But I do. I have said many times, there's a lot of hills, you know, like Wolverine being short, you know, that's something that I feel is necessary. And if I'm the only one that feels that way, I will be on that hill alone. I'm fine with that. I am a very big believer of you stand by what you believe and you don't change that for anyone or any reason. And of course, you know, you can always change your belief. If you believe in something and realize it's wrong, you can change it. You know, just saying. But, like, man, I didn't think I was going to get this deep on this episode, to be honest with you. I definitely veered off down a dark road there for a second. But I'm going to reel it back in and bring it back to a happy conclusion. I want to announce that my comic, my first original written comic, Here Walks Monsters, is in its final stages of production in terms of the actual product. It has not been sent to the printers yet because we're still waiting on some artwork and lettering to get through. The 10-page ash can should be available in the near future on both Kickstarter and Junkie, as well as a my personal pages. As well as I have a couple exclusives in the works. One is a very, I'm so excited to say this. I have a Dracula number one James Tynion exclusive, and I'm really excited to bring that to you all. It's going to be a great series, and it's going to start this new monster universe for Image and Skybound, and I just couldn't be happier. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you give me a follow here, as well as on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Junkie, pretty much everywhere the same. Nerdtween, and if you, you know, want to keep up with the podcast, it's just Nerdtween and Movie Podcast. Pretty much everywhere you get your podcast.